Hello, my name's William Geldart and you're listening to the Politics Podcast. Chancellor George Osborne delivered what could well be his final budget yesterday, promising to help first-time buyers and savers were some of his more eye-catching pledges. But what's been the reaction in the betting to his big speech to the Commons? I'm joined by Mr. Lads Politics himself, Matt Shaddock, to get the latest. Matt, the Tories would have been hoping that Osborne could deliver a swing in their favour. Are the markets saying that this has been the case?
Yeah, they could be quite encouraged by the way the betting markets have reacted pretty much as soon as he started speaking. We saw some money for the Tories, especially for them to get a majority. Now, that was 5-1 yesterday. We had to cut the price to 9-2 after an awful lot of bets yesterday. And we've seen money for them in other markets. One of our customers in a shop in Wiltshire turned up today with £4,500 in cash to back them at 4-9 to get the most seats. So the betting market's initial reaction is quite good. Now we'll have to wait till the weekend till we see what the polls say. My guess would be that you'll see a small improvement in the Tory poll shares. But mostly with these sorts of events, that tends to wear off after a few days. And I don't think this is going to be any different. I think by this time next week, we'll be back to where we were.
Okay, great stuff. And in terms of obviously what we offered on the budget yesterday, the buzzword bingo, a few bets coming in, most notably two kitchens. But George Osborne had us all fooled, didn't he, with his tie choice, which ended up being grey.
Yeah, the tie result saved us to some extent. Everybody wanted to back blue, but he went with grey. That was only a 6-1 shot, and not too many people picked that. Yeah, you're right about two kitchens. I think you pointed that out in our pre-budget preview as being a potentially a good bet. That was 10-1. We cut it to 5-1. People kept backing it. And, of course, George Osborne just couldn't resist getting that joke in there. Yeah, so that cost us a few quid. We were saved to some extent by hard-working families, another one we talked about. That was very heavily backed. He didn't mention that. Instead, he went with hard-working people, which we'd flagged up as being a possible spoiler.
There we have it. Chancellor George Osborne outfoxing the bookies. Well, thanks very much for joining me, Matt. Don't forget, for all the latest political odds, head to ladbrokes.com online, on mobile and on tablet. That's all we've got time for. We'll catch you again next time.